Hey, you want that to go?
A Washington takeout, an immediate takeout this morning. We begin in Washington, where Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, were you there at this sort of Palin moment that happened on Capitol Hill yesterday?
Video, TV cameras, let's all take a step back. All take a step back.
Senator-elect Scott Brown arrives on Capitol Hill, very much mobbed like Sarah Palin. Were you there?
It was a crush. I was there. Yes, I was there. I recorded that sound, and it got I won't say it got totally crazy. I mean, there's big arrivals there all the time, but there was a mad crush waiting for him to arrive, rolling up to the door of the Russell Building. So Scott Brown, the senator-elect from Massachusetts, of course, paying courtesy calls yesterday. He paid a visit on John McCain. He paid a visit on John Kerry, the senior senator from Massachusetts.
How did that go?
Very courteous. They said they're going to do a triathlon together when John Kerry's hip is feeling better. They've known each other a long time. You know, these are courtesy calls. The Senate, one of the coins of the realm in the Senate is courtesy. Visit to Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid. They had some nice idle chatter back and forth with Harry Reid. So he's not sworn in yet. That'll probably be next week.
Colloquy, they call it, right? Isn't that,
what about
that a bad hair thing?
What about over in the House? They must have just been cheering for him.
Oh, for Scott Brown? Yeah. Well, Scott Brown's election certainly has reset the whole situation in Congress, and everybody's talking about health care. John, you remember, God, even before Christmas, before New Year's, Democrats were in a mad rush to get health care done. We're pushing. We're going to get it done by New Year's. Well, listen to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, what she said about the mad rush to get health care done yesterday.
We're not in a big rush. Pause. Reflect upon what our possibilities are. See what the support is in the caucus. We have to always go where we can build consensus.
Super slow.
Nancy Pelosi is pulling in the sales on health care. Now, there is more than one rank-and-file member of Congress who is going around saying the big health care overhaul, the giant one, is dead. They're using those words. Now, the leadership is not saying that. They're still saying they still may go for a big package. I want to make that clear. But rank-and-file members are saying that it's dead. They're going to go for a more piecemeal approach. Health reform's not dead. They're still going to try to do some reforms, but not a big, bold Obama reform. The leadership remains to be seen, but support
not
is
exactly
waning.
Out on a limb on that one.
No, and not exactly a strategy. And as Anthony Weiner, congressman, said on our program yesterday, it's sort of three groups sort of off on their own.
That's
now.
Right.
Conservative Democrats, the progressives, and the Republicans.
And the ability to rein them all into one agenda seems to be slipping.
Right. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
All right, let's do a media takeout, shall we? Air America, the liberal radio network that helped boost the careers of Al Franken and Rachel Maddow, is filing for bankruptcy. Chapter 7, ceasing operations after 6 years on the air. It's tough in talk radio if you're not conservative, I think, is the basic gist of it.
That's the lesson there, I would say.
Joining us is Brian Stelter, the crack media reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Brian, good to have you on the program.
Thank you.
All right, this one's kind of been brewing for some time. What happened? What was the final nail in the coffin for Air America?
They had been bleeding for a long time, and I think the blood ran out for some reason this week. The final nail in the coffin was that it had rotated five or six times between five or six different owners and different management teams. And the most recent management team said, we tried to keep our heads above water, and the money ran out.
Why is it, Brian, that the Republican conservative talk does so well and liberal progressive talk does so poorly?
Talking to a number of former Air America staffers last night, and honestly now they're all former staffers, so we're talking about people that were happy there and unhappy there, both camps alike. They say conservative radio had a 20-year head start. You know, Rush Limbaugh is on stations with 50,000-watt signals that can reach across several states. Progressive radio simply can't get on those massive stations in many cases. They also say a lot of radio ownership, a lot of radio companies' owners are conservative, both in political take, but also in business practice. It's a risk. Progressive talk was a risk. And frankly, the Rush Limbaughs of the world are less of a risk for those owners.
But Brian,
there's a number of reasons.
Well, what do you say to the argument, no doubt someone will say it on Fox today, that the reason that Air America is no longer in existence is that the liberal talk radio already exists, the liberal media already exists. It's the New York Times, it's NBC, it's CBS, it's CNN.
Well, you know, there was a blog post by Media Matters, the progressive media watchdogs, last night, saying you can make that claim, or you can make the claim that liberal talk just doesn't sell, and no one wants to hear it. But you can't make both claims. And what I saw online last night were some conservatives trying to make both claims. And I think that's going to be something that will come up today. But, you know, we know that there's a big difference between what Rush Limbaugh says and the journalism that people strive for, even if they don't always quite get there. However, it is true that, you know, people who perhaps are on the left, they've got all these sources online, like blogs, that seem to have replaced, you know, talk radio in some ways as a meeting point online.
I would submit one other thing as a takeaway on this one. The two big stars, Al Franken, Rachel Maddow, they're not there anymore. They've moved on.
One's a senator.
I've heard that, yeah, and Rachel Maddow's on MSNBC. So, you know, is it a fact that they just didn't have anybody they wanted to listen to?
It was definitely a launch pad for them, and it was also a launch pad for several other radio hosts, not quite as big names, but people who have also started Air America, taken their shows off on their own, and actually done okay, at least by the standards of talk radio. For some reason, people didn't want to be inside that Air America tent. People say it was mismanaged. People say they didn't have a vision for what a talk radio network should be. For whatever reason, those people were able to go off on their own and have a better career elsewhere. However, I think the legacy probably is Rachel Maddow and Al Franken.
Brian Stelter, who writes about the media for our partner, the New York Times. Good to have you with us on the program this morning.
There's also that Ed Schultz guy who's on MSNBC. He was on some Air America stations. Coming up, major telethon for Haiti airs tonight. Could beat all records for giving. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. You can weigh in on anything you hear on the show. Today, we're coming to you specifically about the Supreme Court. It ruled that money is speech. But how do you view campaign cash? Is it political expression or a tool for corruption?
This is Chris from Brooklyn. You guys are talking there like it's doomsday and there is, you know, the days of regulation are over. That's not true. They can regulate through legislation to influence corporate law. And let's hope that they do that.
877-8MYTAKE.